Podcast 88, Who is Easter Bunny Anyway? The Gospel reading for today's podcast is Luke 24, verses 1 to 12. Easter Sunday. Easter is an interesting time these days. Our culture seems to think Easter is, in the words of a recent newspaper article, a chance to overindulge in chocolate and eat your own body weight in hot cross buns. But where do we get all this stuff about bunnies and eggs and hot cross buns and chocolate from? At least hot cross buns have a visible link to the Bible story through the cross symbol on top. Or so you would think. But originally that cross mark didn't symbolize the Christian cross. It was a symbol of the four seasons. The bun was divided into quarters representing summer, autumn, winter, and spring. Children are also puzzled about what Easter is about, and there is understandably a lot of confusion in our society about Easter. The Christian message of Easter seems to get lost in a blizzard of chocolate, Easter eggs, hot cross buns, store sales, and repeat controversy over what Easter trading hours should be. And this, I guess, is partly a consequence of our secular culture. On YouTube, I found a clip of a three-year-old Scottish girl who is confused about what exactly Easter is about. I'd like to play it to you, but her accent was quite difficult to understand, so I made a transcript of some of her key questions. And so here are the questions she was asking her dad about Easter. Are Easter Bunny and Jesus best pals? Is Easter Bunny in the Bible? Does he carry a basket of eggs all the time? Excuse me. Does Jesus totally love chocolate then? What do you think Jesus' favourite chocolate is? And I really don't get it. Bunnies don't even lay eggs. Well, at least she got the message that Easter had something to do with Jesus and the Bible. So what are the origins of the Easter celebration? Originally, the Christian feast celebrating the resurrection was celebrated by the church at the same time as the Jewish Passover, for obvious reasons. Passover, or Pesach, was the time when all these original events happened. After 325 AD, following the Council of Nicaea, the church decided for a range of reasons to celebrate the resurrection at a different date to the Jewish Passover. Incidentally, this year, 2022, Easter and Passover do occur on the same weekend. In AD 595, Pope Gregory sent a mission of 40 monks, led by a Benedictine called Augustine, who was later the first Archbishop of Canterbury, to England with instructions to convert the pagan inhabitants to Christianity. Augustine was advised to allow the outward forms of the old heathen festivals and beliefs to remain intact, but wherever possible, to superimpose Christian ceremonies on them. So the feast day of Easter was originally a Northern Hemisphere pagan celebration of renewal and rebirth. It was celebrated in early spring, and it honoured the pagan goddess Oestre. It is the root word for our word for the female hormone, estrogen. The symbol for the goddess Oestre was a rabbit or a hare. When the early missionaries in Britain converted the Saxons to Christianity around 600 and 700, the feast of Oestre was overprinted with the Christian celebration of Jesus' resurrection, but it kept the original name of the pagan festival, Easter. So as I have stated earlier, this was a deliberate policy of the Benedictine monks who were seeking to convert the people of Anglo-Saxon England to Christianize their existing feasts and celebrations rather than to try and change or suppress them. So that at least goes some way towards explaining our present day Easter and its preoccupation with eggs and rabbits. Both of these items are leftovers from the pagan spring fertility festival, which was co-opted into being a Christian festival. The Christian rationale or explanation imposed on top of this was that rabbits and eggs were symbols of new life in God. And obviously for us as Christians, Easter means more than just chocolate eggs and rabbits. For us as Christians, the meaning of Easter is Jesus Christ's victory over death. His resurrection symbolizes the eternal life that is granted to all who believe in him. The meaning of Easter also symbolizes the complete verification of all that Jesus preached and taught during his three-year ministry. If he had not risen from the dead, if he had merely died and not been resurrected, he would have been just another teacher or rabbi, or even worse, a liar. However, his resurrection changed all that and gave final and irrefutable proof that he really was the Son of God and that he had conquered death once and for all. As Paul notes in 1 Corinthians 15, if there is no resurrection of the dead, then not even Christ has been raised. And if Christ has not been raised, our preaching is useless, and so is your faith. More than that, we are then found to be false witnesses about God. For we have testified about God that he raised Christ from the dead. But he did not raise him if in fact the dead are not raised. For if the dead are not raised, then Christ was not raised either. And if Christ has not been raised, your faith is futile. You are still in your sins. Then also those who have fallen asleep in Christ are lost. If only for this life we have hope in Christ, we are of all people most to be pitied. But Christ has indeed been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. So Paul recognized at a very early point in the development of the church that Christianity stands or falls on whether Christ is risen from the dead or not. Now, unfortunately, our Scottish three-year-old missed out on getting that bit of the Easter story. So it's our business as Christians to make sure that the people around us don't miss out on understanding that part of the Easter story.